So, we've just finished at George Orwell's grave, another birthday celebrated. And we thought we'd grab a coffee in the local Abingdon. Kind of nice looking square, lots of pound shops, a couple of camera shops, which is nice to see. Unfortunately, there was very little choice bar the normal mainstream coffee places, and at the moment we're in Coffee Republic, which is actually surprisingly good. The muffins, very nice. We're both munching on, what are we eating? Cranberry and orange muffin. Delish. And you've got a hot coffee, I've got myself an iced latte. As I was looking out the window, I just saw a guy wearing camouflage trousers and a red and black Che Guevara emblazoned on his t-shirt, and I thought, that could be me, but with my avatar. And then you just drop into the conversation. I had lunch with Corda.
It wasn't lunch, because Corda didn't have lunch. Corda only drank rum, and he survived. He lived to a ripe old age, preserved totally in cheapest Cuban rum.
Now, if for those that don't know who Alberto Corda is, he was the original photographer behind the iconic image, the image that I've based my avatar on. He's a legend in so many ways, because he never really truly got paid properly for that image. It was stolen.
The reason I met him was it was during the time in 2001 where his son was taking Smirnoff to court over their use of the image in their advertising. And it was the only time Corda had ever decided to sue anybody over the use of the image. The reason being that he thought it was disrespectful of his memory, because Che actually didn't drink.
Ah. Che Guevara didn't drink?
No.
So to be used in conjunction with a vodka commercial, I guess, goes against the law. But the fact that he didn't sue anybody up to that point, and kind of allowed the image to be used almost on, I guess, a lot of revolutionary-based...
No? Corda lived very simply. He didn't give a toss about money. He lived very well. He'd married a string of Cuba's most famous actresses in the 50s. And in fact, he was a fashion photographer leading up to the revolution. He drove the only Alfa Romeo Spider in Havana in the 50s and was always going out with the prettiest model of the time. So once you know that Corda is a fashion photographer, you can understand why all his pictures of the revolution are so glamorous.
Mm. And why they have become such iconic images everywhere. Now, I guess I'm one of the people that have ripped him off, but only in kind of colour and vision and style, because I'm not actually using a picture of Shay, in case you hadn't noticed. It's my face on my avatar. So what was he like to actually, you know, spend some time with him?
Absolutely charming, really hospitable. I went with a bottle of rum, so he was very pleased to see me. And he basically, we sat, I went at about just after lunch and stayed from about 2 to 9 in the evening in his very modest house in Havana, and he basically showed me pictures and showed me his old cameras and talked about the revolution and about this court case. It was a very interesting experience for me, because Corda, even though Corda is the most famous Cuban photographer, he's not necessarily the best photographer of the revolution. At the same time he was photographing, another photographer called Raul Corrales was also producing these beautiful black and white images with very dramatic skies. He was also part of following the campaign of Che and Fidel as they started off from Santiago, which was in the east, and headed west to eventually, enter Havana triumphantly. What was interesting about my two meetings was that I went to Corda, who was, you know, gave me a big bear hug, was very friendly. The minute he knew you were another photographer, You know, he wanted to find out about, you know, what cameras you used, what lenses you used, and what, you know, wanted to talk pictures. So I don't think he would have minded your use of the image at all. It's only the sort of, because he was at heart very, even in his old age, he supported the revolution up to the hilt. And in fact, the money, because in the end, his son took Smirnov to court. Smirnov arrived with their team of 50 lawyers. Korda's son arrived with two other people. He was a lawyer, Korda's son, with his team of you know, badly dressed, underfunded, but brilliant lawyers who actually beat Smirnov. So they got the money in the end. Not a penny of that money went into Korda's pocket. In fact, I think two hospitals were built in Cuba on, the, wow, on those funds. And some schools as well were, wow, were equipped as a result of it. So it was, you know, it was one of those, you know, I had to pinch myself that I was actually there. And that I liked him so much, because you often idolize people, and then when you meet them, you think, what a, you know, I really don't like this person. The next day, I went again to visit the other photographer, Corrales, in his house. Corrales was the complete opposite of Korda. He was as mean as a rattlesnake, ill-tempered, never cracked a smile, and sat when I basically had to walk. I went to his house, unfortunately, with another Cuban photographer. We'd bought a bottle of rum as a present because he liked to drink as well. But unfortunately, on the way to his house, this photographer friend of mine wanted me to meet several other people along the way. So the bottle, the rum, the level of the rum, by the time I arrived, it was only about a quarter full. So I arrived with a quarter full bottle, which put him immediately in a really bad mood. So there he was, sitting in a big armchair in a darkened room, and I had to walk the length of this room with my footsteps echoing on the floor. And literally, I sat in front of him for about 3 minutes, and he didn't say a word. He just stared me out. At the end of which, he said, all he could say was, "And who the hell are you?" So we started off on that vein, but I, you know, I was there and I wanted to find out about it. He showed me brilliant, he showed me original prints of all the pictures he'd done from the Sierra Maestra all the way to Havana. And really, a lot of people consider Corrales really the photographer of the revolution. It just happened that Korda was lucky enough to get, even though he was a brilliant photographer as well, to get that one classic, you know, image.
The image of shame.
The image of the revolution.
Well, so you've heard it here, guys. Personal friend of Korda, the photographer of Che Guevara, says that the photographer would not have minded my use of his image on my avatar. You know, I feel a little bit more comfortable with that now.